Hey y'all, welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast. We're your host, Diamond and Silk, and Silk Silk.
Diamond old Diamond.
Okay, so a lot of stuff has jumped off.
Yeah.
Before we get into these conversations, I want you all to stop right now.
Stop.
And I want you to subscribe to this podcast, so each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification.
Yeah.
And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch the awakening of Diamond and Silk? You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you would like to advertise on this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And don't forget to check us out over there at Chatit, chatdit.com.
Okay, now Silk, you know we love conversations.
Yes, we love it.
And there's a lot of amazing people, patriots in our country that's doing some amazing things.
Yes.
Well, we have one. Yeah. She's a veteran and a conservative. She is the radical left worst nightmare. Please welcome to the show, Peggy Hubbard. Peggy Hubbard, please welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm so happy that you're on. First of all, okay, we know that you ran for U.S. Senate back in 2020. Now it's 2021 and you're running again. What is the motivation? What keeps you out there motivated to, okay, I want this seat?
That's right.
The people. And basically what's happening is right now in Illinois, there is a shift. And we lost our Speaker of the House, Mike Madigan. He's going down on corruption charges. So now we're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. The Democratic Party is in such disarray right now in Illinois. It is a perfect time to strike. And Tammy Duckworth is who I'm going after. I ran against Dick Durbin, and the swamp not only is in Washington, but in Illinois itself. Wow. Illinois is the most deceitful state when it comes to politics. I mean, it really is.
You're telling me that there are Republicans that are just like the Democrats right there in Illinois? They're working against the people that are part of the grassroots movement?
Yes, they are. And President Trump, and everybody knows how much I admire President Trump. I love that man. He was the reason why I became a Republican. When I saw him coming down on that escalator with Melania, girl, I had hope for the first time.
Yeah.
And we know for 8 years under Obama, we didn't have hope. And we, like you said, we did not get change.
No, we didn't.
So when he came down, I felt like this is the moment. And my husband was in Ferguson and stood on those lines. And when I saw Obama throw law enforcement under the bus, it got me off the bench and into the fight. So here I am fighting. And I found out as I became a Republican, I found out that the party of Illinois, the Republican Party, is just as bad as the Democratic Party. Like hate that are from the outside that don't come from what I call the country club plant, the country club Republican. I don't live in a $500,000 house. I'm working class Republicans. Right. So if you don't go to the right schools, if you don't make the right amount of money, if you do not meet their expectations, and in some cases, if you're not palatable to the base, and you know what I'm talking about, they don't want to be bothered with you. And let me tell you, they have thrown every roadblock. I'm fighting the Democrats trying to get elected. And now I am fighting the Republican Party of Illinois, my own party.
You know, Peggy, that is sad. That is so saddening to us, because one thing that we continue to say is, I refuse to support the RNC, because as far as I'm concerned, they're right along with the Democrats. One dirty bird with two corrupt wings. They want to email me and send all of these mailers out wanting my money now. And remember, President Trump, Look at all of the money that was raised on the backs of President Trump and his Trump supporters. And exactly. When everything went down in 2020, where was the RNC?
Well, let me ask you this here, Peggy. Speaking of RNC, have the RNC come? Have they talked to you about anything?
Oh.
Especially when it comes to raising money?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
So this looked like it's going to be a grassroots effort. Yes.
It's going to be a grassroots effort. And what's happening in Illinois right now is we have a new president. After this last election and this fiasco, this last election, that president left in disgrace in Illinois GOP. And then we got a new one. Now, mind you, I am a Republican through and through, pro-life, pro-Trump, pro-military, pro-police. I'm the opposite of Tammy Duckworth. Tammy is a woman. We think she's a woman. With the Democrats, you never know. So, okay. So here I am. She's a minority woman. I'm a minority woman. She's a veteran. I'm a veteran. Okay? Tammy cannot use the race card with me. It doesn't fly. Mm-hmm. She can't use the woman card with me. It doesn't fly. Mm-hmm. She cannot use the veteran card. I'm a veteran. Mm-hmm. So with all of these things, you would think the Illinois Republican Party would embrace someone like me that is vocal, that will stand up and fight, that will push back. Wow. No, you know what they did? They are now teaming up with Adam Kinzinger, and I'm the front runner to take on Tammy. They went and pulled somebody, nobody knows where this guy came from, but he is now in the race being backed by Adam Kinzinger.
Okay. Yeah, so yeah. This is somebody that you all have never heard before. The no. GOP, the state GOP, not the RNC, not the but RNC. The state GOP
right.
went and got somebody that they want to make the front runner for the Republican Party for the Senate seat, correct?
Correct. And this guy is also a veteran, and I'm not taking anything away from him, but you have a toe-to-toe fight, two women, two minorities, two veterans, toe-to-toe on even keel, and they want to go with someone, no name recognition, somebody they never heard of, and every person that the Illinois GOP put up in every race in this state has lost.
Well, yeah, we have... Yeah. That brings me to this then.
Uh-huh.
So if every person that they put up has lost.
Yep.
Is this an undercover setup for the person to lose
right.
so that they can get
Bingo.
To the Democrat? Because right. it looks like to me, and we've been saying this,
yes.
one bird with two corrupt dirty wings.
Yes.
Bingo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bingo. And what? They don't want anyone like me pulling back that cover and exposing them because they're not going to help you. And they tell you, oh, we're, you know, you're new to the politic game. This is how it's done. No, this is not how it is done. We had a lot of women in the Republican Party to run, minority women. We had a woman up in Chicago. Her name is Philistine White, who ran for Congress against Bobby Rush.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois GOP would not lift a finger to help her at all. Then you have me, would not help me at all, got attacked by my own party, being called a Democratic plant. Go to my Illinois GOP to tell them we need to come together. And this is why President Trump writes off Illinois, because we have weak leadership within our party.
Yeah.
Now you've got this boisterous Black woman who's not taking any mess off of anybody, who's demanding a voice, who's demanding that you will recognize me as a candidate and will not back down. They don't like that.
No.
Okay. Let me ask you this here, Peggy. We talk about the grassroots. What are you doing
as well, far as
grassroots, to reach the people?
To reach the people.
Yeah.
Right now, I have a heck of a team. I have a guy who just been in politics for a while. And he just took me by the hand and said, we're going to do things different. You're going to work smarter, not harder.
Right.
So we are now in Chicago. I'm getting requests to come to Chicago to talk to different groups, to talk to the heavily impacted areas of Chicago. Last weekend, we had 55 people shot, 5 dead, and one was 11-year-old girl. Where was Tammy Duckworth? She's busy in Taiwan giving out vaccines.
Girl, you see what I'm about to go off. Okay, wait a minute. Ask, if you become senator of this state,
yeah,
what are you going to do about the crime rate, especially all of these shootings? And I can't, this is not white on white shootings. This is not white on black shootings. This is black on black shootings. What are you going to do about that?
I'm going to demand an investigation into that city hall, to that Mayor Lightfoot. I'm going to demand that FBI, DEA, ATF get off their butts, march into those cities, and do what needs to be done. I am a person who had to actually bury her own brother, who was a victim of violence on the streets. I had to go home and tell my mother her son is dead. Mm-hmm. I know what those mothers feel. We are having our family reunions in the funeral homes. Picking out caskets instead of prom dresses. We're filling out death certificates instead of filling out college applications. It's got to stop. It's every weekend.
Peggy, girl, I got this chill all over me. Listen to me. I believe that you can win this, but it is really going to have to take grassroots. You're going to have to talk to people, because I know the people of Illinois, the people of Chicago is sick and tired of the violence.
Yeah.
Lightfoot is looking the other way.
Yep.
Duckworth, what's her name?
Duckworth West.
What is her name?
Tammy Duckworth. I call her Duckworth Less.
Okay. Duckworth is somewhere in Taiwan giving out vaccines. But what about these people right here? Because it's
right here. And that's why I'm finding, we got the grassroots. You know, guys, I ride a Harley. And I'm a motorcycle mama. Okay. And I'm proud of that. So the Back the Blue organization of Illinois reached out to me. We're having a huge motorcycle rally on June 26th. So that's going to be my pretty much kickoff. They know who I am. A lot of the cops support me in Illinois. They're right behind me fighting with me. They're my foot soldiers actually going out and talking to the community. Mm-hmm. Hey, we got this woman, Peggy Hubbard, who's going to fight for us, who's going to fight for the cops, who's going to fight for the community. I know what it's like to grow up poor. I know what it's like to grow up in the so-called ghetto. Mm-hmm. I know. And not allowing these cops to do their job, we're putting more babies in the ground.
Wow. And well, how can people contact you if they wanted to attend this event and they want to donate to your campaign? How can people contact you?
They can go to Peggy Hubbard or peggy@peggyhubbard.org. peggyhubbard.org. That's the donation website. They can also go to, if they want to come to the event on June 26th, kickstands are up at 10 a.m. They're leaving from 5 Harley-Davidson's dealerships throughout Chicago. We're talking about over almost 2,000 bikers, police, fire, first responders, the whole 9 yards. And Peggy Hubbard is going to take the stage, and I'm going to put it down for real and tell the Chicagoans that help is on the way.
Wow.
So they can go to my website on Facebook, Peggy Hubbard, American Patriot. They can go there and get all the information about the Harley ride. Mm-hmm. We're going to take back Chicago, and I'm going to take back Illinois, and I'm going to shut this mess down with the Illinois GOP. If they're not going to fight for us, then move out the way and let somebody come in and fight.
Come on.
That's right. And now a word from our sponsors.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Diamond and Silk.
Uh-huh.
Listen. We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election.
Uh-huh.
So we must support him.
That's right.
Now, that's Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to head over there to mypillow.com, purchase anything on the site,
mm-hmm.
and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to mypillow.com.
And when you use code DS21, you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at mypillow.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756.
and save up to 66%.
Silka, sound like you save a lot. So head over there to mypillow.com.
Today's podcast is being sponsored by Footsteps in the Past,
an American-based business where everything is made in America.
Footsteps in the Past, your custom creations from marriage proposals that you can cherish forever,
to lost loved ones' messages from old personal letters. So be sure to head over there to footstepsinthepast.com.
And receive up to 15% off your entire order by using code DS21. That's footstepsinthepast.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow, and to thank you for your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you. Go to MyPillow.com right now to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you can get my premium MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now just $29.98, the lowest price ever.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
We're going to take back Chicago, and I'm going to take back Illinois, and I'm going to shut this mess down with the Illinois GOP. If they're not going to fight for us, then move out the way and let somebody come in and fight.
Come on.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you, here in North Carolina, we have a black lieutenant governor, and I watch him do grassroots.
Now, Mark Roberts.
Mark Robinson, some people thought it was funny. Why is he doing this? Why is he doing that? And sometimes he would go to places and it may be a handful of people, but he did what you call grassroots work.
And that's what I'm doing.
Wanted. Knocking on doors, talking to people, seeing the needs and the concern of people. And I know that the people up there are so tired of the violence.
Yeah.
And nobody's doing nothing about it.
And here's the sad thing, really, really sad, is the fact that a lot of these people have been in these different positions, government positions, for all of these years, shooting the same old BS, and have done absolutely nothing. But if a white person shoot a black person, oh, everybody is in up in arms, calling out racism, racism this. But isn't, what about the race of people that keep killing its own race of people?
Exactly. And when you say that, or I say that, we're sellout, we're Auntie Mamas, we're Uncle Tom. I am sick and tired. They said that we need to grow our generation. How can we grow our generation when we're constantly killing off our generation?
Yeah.
Hey, they keep talking about population control, but population was control came about whenever Margaret Sanger was on the scene.
That's right.
Getting you or convincing black women to abort their babies. Now we got a full mass genocide going on. The population control is when they take and they put all of these damnable things to destroy black people in the communities. The liquor stores on every corner.
Come on.
Abortion clinics on every other corner. Drugs pumped into the community. Everything where the black man or black woman becomes the creator of their own demise. That's population control. And now we have the black on black crime. That's another form of population control.
And when people tell me that, and I tell them to go back, do your history. Y'all want to be talking about what that critical race theory in 1619? You want to talk about history? Our history goes back to 1964. When Lyndon B. Johnson gave us the Great Society and set us on a path of destroying the black homes. Welfare came in and daddies went out.
Woo! That's right. That's right. Woo! And he you said, give them enough to keep them quiet, but not enough to make a difference.
I'm glad you brought up critical race theory. What are your thoughts about that? Because I think that it is so dangerous to be in a classroom or even taking our babies and you want to implant these nasty, disgusting ideologies in them for them to hate another race. What are your thoughts about it?
It is dangerous. It is socialism on steroids. They are actually grooming our children here in Illinois. They're not teaching. Baby, I had a guy that came and fill out an application for one of my friend's place of business. This young man could not fill out a job application. This is a young Black man at 19 years old. But he can sit up and spout to me how bad the white people are. But he came out of East St. Louis High School and he couldn't read and write. So they want to teach critical race theory. You need to be teaching these young men and women how to cope in the real world, not putting your agenda forward. This is very, very dangerous. It is a race issue. Yes, we have a race issue, but we're having a race issue because the Democrats are using race to control all of us.
Come on.
And the race issue is among our own race.
Exactly. And they want to shame white people and tell them they have to be less white. They have to be subservient to us. No. If you want to teach that crap, then you should not receive any federal funding whatsoever. Leave me to teach and raise my children.
That's right.
Your job is to teach, educate.
English, math, social studies.
Morals belongs to me.
Yes,
and you know what we have right here in Illinois right now in the next curriculum? Right now in Illinois, they have textbooks that are printed out for kindergartners to fourth grade to teach them masturbation.
Oh. Don't.
Come on.
Oral sex and anal sex.
This is so disgusting. Let me tell you something. They're trying to normalize pedophilia, is what they're trying to do. We got some nasty mofos walking amongst us. And for them to think that they can teach our babies who cognitive skills have not been fully developed. They can't even articulate really what's going on with them. You're going to teach them this, and then all you're doing is teaching our babies how to become pedophiles. Because what happens when they start touching on each other, every parent in the country ought to be on their feet against this foolishness. And where is our Illinois GOP? Silent. Because they're not even fighting for us.
They will not fight for us. They will not speak up for us. They will not. They would, like I said before, I don't want to buck the tide. I want to sink it. Just like the Titanic, it's got to be said, it's got to be done. Baby, I want to shake things up, and I want people to understand that I am going to fight for the people of Illinois. I'm going to fight for these teachers. I'm going to fight for these police officers, these first responders. I'm going to fight for our homeless veterans. I'm going to fight for everybody. Color be damned. And with Tammy Duckworth, she's already set the agenda. If you are white, she will not help you. We got farmers that are white that cannot get PPP loans because Tammy says she won't help them because they're white.
That's racism. And real quick,
who funded these books that they created or just made up? Wasn't that the taxpayers' money?
Yes.
So the taxpayers should have a say on what type of book you print. And I'm going to tell you, the curriculum writer need to be jailed for this.
That's right. Bingo.
Don't push that stuff on our babies. Need to be jailed.
They are taking away your rights as parents, and they're pushing their ideology. They're pushing their way of life. This is grooming for our children.
That's right.
Critical race theory, grooming. It is actually sensationalizing socialism. That's got to stop.
And so who's speaking out for that? They keep the people's minds stuck on race, sex, gender, while they're cleverly ripping off the American people on the flip side, is what's happening here. And so with our babies, they know our babies are young.
They don't know. They haven't a clue.
If they can implement this diabolical ideology in our babies' minds,
Oh, by my the time God. They graduate, you got a full-fledged radical and possibly a pedophile.
Honey, my job is to keep these kids off the pole. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We don't need to sexualize our children. Hollywood is already doing that.
And the cartoons.
And now you want to put it in the classrooms. Woo. You're grooming our children. And I asked the Illinois GOP, what are you going to do about this? Yeah. Why aren't you guys speaking out about this? Why aren't you fighting about this? You should be spitting mad about this and not allowing this. They don't want to rock the boat. Baby, I want to sink
them like
you fight
them. No boat. That's when right. it comes exactly. to our young. That's when right. it comes to these youngins, these babies, and these children.
That's right, because when I look at the grand old party, they're more like the grand old puppets. They're going there along go. To get along. And we're tired of the get along because it ain't done nothing for we the American people.
And that's why I'm fighting. That's why I'm using the grassroots. That's why I'm out on the streets. That's why I'm in Chicago talking to these people, talking to our people, talking to the Chicagoans and letting them know that help is actually on the way. Yeah. Somebody's actually listening. Somebody actually wants to come in and put a stop to this. We need stabilities on our streets. We got people that haven't left their house in months. They're not afraid of COVID. They're afraid of catching a bullet.
Oh, wow.
They're not afraid of COVID. And this is what a lady told me. She said, Ms. Hubbard, I hope you win because I would like to sit outside in my backyard. I'm not afraid of getting COVID. I'm afraid of catching a bullet. Wow. That is a sad commentary when your citizens tell you that they feel helpless and they are felt like hostages in their own homes.
Let me ask you this here, Peggy. Do you believe in our voting system? Or do you believe in the voting system right there in Illinois that you will have a fair shot?
When
you
do no, right I don't believe in it.
Okay.
No. Right. Now, let me tell you, I was an election judge right here in St. Clair County. We called it Beatty Cook County. Mm-hmm. And I caught them cheating at the polls in 2018 and reported it. And when I went to my Illinois GOP, you know what they did? They were supposed to meet me at the courthouse to turn in my witness statement and file my complaint officially with the state attorney. You know, those fools didn't even show up. I was the only one there. And I felt I went through with it.
That's the Democrat plan. Right, those are the Democrat plans right there. Those are the
and I stood up.
Stoppers.
Right and there. I stood up. So now I'm talking to people about being a good election judges. I'm talking to people about being good witnesses and poll watchers. Mm-hmm. But this is their election. Nothing is going to change in Illinois. And we're the worst state in the nation when it comes to voting. Nothing will change in Illinois until the people stand up and say no more. So we need one person that is strong enough, boisterous enough, not going to take any mess. And if you give them that one person and show them that one person can make a difference and she can get elected, then that gives hope to the rest of the state. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Wow. Peggy, I believe that you can. You are electable. Yes. And I believe that you can bring the hope to what people need.
And I believe that you are a triple, quadruple threat.
Yes.
And they don't like that. Okay.
No,
but
they don't.
Do not back off. You have to keep pushing forward, right. Peggy, with the grassroots, and then you have to branch out, train people so that they can go out and get other people involved. Because we, as an American citizens, we as human beings, it's going to take us to get our country back, mm-hmm. to take our city blocks back, to take our state back. It's going to take the community to do it. We shouldn't have to be scared in our home somewhere, scared to catch a bullet just flying all over everywhere. We shouldn't be scared of that, especially when we're supposed to have people that's in quote unquote leadership.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. We have no leadership, and that's the problem. And that's why I think President Trump wrote off Illinois. And I firmly believe that's why, because he sees nothing coming out of here. He sees no fight coming out of Illinois.
Wow.
I'm here to show him that there is fight in Illinois.
Yeah.
I am fighting for Illinois. And I'm going to show him we are not helpless. We just need to stand up, do, like you said, that grassroots effort. And that's what I'm doing. All grassroots. And people are coming forward. What can I do to help you, Peggy?
Wow.
What can we do? Right. We want to be with you. We want to go out with you. We want to walk with you. We want to be there with you in Chicago. I got people. I got over 30 people that want to walk with me in Chicago next week because they are tired. And I'm getting a lot of Democrats that are telling me that we're with you. Wow. Yeah. We've had enough.
Yeah.
Please, one more time, give everybody how to get in contact with you if they want to take and they want to volunteer, if they want to contribute, donate. What's the website? Where can they go?
They can go to Peggy Hubbard for U.S. Senate.org. They can go to PeggyHubbard.org. I'm also on Facebook under Peggy Hubbard, American Patriot for U.S. Senate. They can go to all of those places, donate. Honey, signs cost money. And it's been really, really, the outpouring has been really great. Now that my name is known in Illinois from the last election, I got a little leg up now. But my biggest problem is going to be within my own party.
Well, don't worry about your party.
Yeah.
If they want to stand alone, you let them stand alone.
Yeah.
But you keep on down the road.
Yeah.
An inch is a cinch. A yard is hard.
Uh-huh.
Do a little by little until you achieve results.
And let the party be with the party. I need for you to be with the people.
That's what we need.
That's what
I'm with the people. The people are what matters to me. Unlike Tammy Duckworth, I don't care if you're a Republican. I don't care if you're Democrat. I don't care if you're Black. I don't care if you're white. I don't care if you're plaid, blue, or purple. I don't care. The only colors to me that matters to me is the red, white, baby, and the blue.
Come on.
That's what's matter. If you want to be with me, then you're going to have to be an American because I'm not going to accept anything else.
Wow. I love it.
Love it.
Peggy Hubbard, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Hey, her information is right down below. Mm-hmm. Make sure you go contribute, donate, or even volunteer.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, baby.
Thank you.
We love you.
Thank you.
Oh my God, so that was a great show.
Amazing.
Make sure you support these patriots
yes.
by contributing or donating to their cause.
That's right.
Listen, you all, what a great show. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast so each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising, Who the Hell Says You Can't Ditch and Switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at Diamond and Silk Bookstore.
And if you would like to be a sponsor of this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. Don't forget to check us out over there at Chatted, chatdit.com. And don't forget to give us a review, and a 5-star will do.
So listen, y'all, we was just coming to give y'all the 2-1-1. We call it the 2-1-1 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast.
Bye-bye.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Diamond and Silk.
Uh-huh.
Listen. We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election.
Uh-huh.
So we must support him.
That's right.
Now that's Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to head over there to mypillow.com, purchase anything on the site,
mm-hmm.
and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to mypillow.com.
And when you use code DS21, you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at mypillow.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756. And save up to 66%.
Silka, sound like you save a lot. So head over there to mypillow.com. Today's podcast is being sponsored by Footsteps in the Past,
an American-based business where everything is made in America.
Footsteps in the Past, your custom creations
mm-hmm.
from marriage proposals that you can cherish forever,
to lost loved ones' messages from old personal letters. So be sure to head over there to footstepsinthepast.com
and receive up to 15% off your entire order by using code DS21. That's footstepsinthepast.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow, and to thank you for your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you. Go to MyPillow.com right now to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you can get my premium MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now just $29.98, the lowest price ever.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.